Lance Armstrong has spent this week in promotion and self-defense. The seven-time winner of the Tour de France has been making the TV talk show rounds to discuss his life as a celebrity and cancer activist, but he has also been responding to new doping allegations. Armstrong has always denied using banned performance-enhancing drugs, and he continues to deny the most recent allegations. We're going now to NPR's Tom Goldman. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
You're one of a few reporters who brought us the latest details, the latest allegations about Lance Armstrong in the last few days. What are the basics?
The basics are this is a story that has to do with sworn testimony by two witnesses in particular in a legal case that involved Armstrong took place late last year, early this year. This testimony by the two witnesses is that they heard Armstrong back in 1996 admit to a doctor that he had used several banned performance-enhancing drugs in the past. And the witnesses said it happened in an Indiana University hospital where Armstrong was being treated for testicular cancer.
And what's different about these allegations compared to all the other allegations against Armstrong over the years?
These allegations involve an admission, and that's rare. And it also has to do with sworn testimony. People are saying things under oath. They're running the risk of perjury if they lie.
And we should add that Armstrong and another person who was in the hospital room when this allegedly happened said under oath it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. There is evidence, however, which NPR has seen, that this other person acknowledged to at least two people the year before the sworn testimony that this person, in fact, was in the room and witnessed Armstrong making this alleged admission of performance-enhancing drug use.
So those are the allegations we've heard on NPR and some other news organizations in the last few days. What has Lance Armstrong been saying in response?
He's been going on the talk show circuit, as you said. These were previously scheduled appearances on TV shows. And all the questioners have essentially been sympathetic to Armstrong. They're portraying this all as the latest attack by the French press. No one is mentioning that two reputable American media organizations, ours and the Los Angeles Times, also have been doing months-long independent investigations on this hospital room incident. He hasn't really been pressed except on ESPN's Outside the Lines. On that show, he answered very forcefully. He questioned the reliability and the motivations of the two witnesses who swore under oath that they saw and heard him admit to the drugs. He's pointed out that he's won every legal case and been cleared of every investigation related to doping. And last night on Charlie Rose, he suggested the person at the center of all the doping allegations, not just this latest story we've been talking about, is Richard Pound, Dick Pound, head of the World Anti-Doping Agency. The two of them have been feuding publicly in recent weeks, and Armstrong's comments last night undoubtedly will fuel that feud.
So as Lance Armstrong is issuing his denials, I gather that you have found yet another person who says that they were a witness to this hospital room incident yesterday. What did they say?
Well, this person has said all along that he was a witness to this. Frankie Andreu, a former longtime teammate and friend of Armstrong's, has not spoken publicly about that, though. And yesterday he finally did. He broke his silence with NPR, and he talked about defending his wife, Betsy Andreu, who's been kind of the principal accuser in this story. He said that the hospital room incident happened and that he wasn't motivated by anything other than telling the truth. Frankie Andreu is retired from competition. He still earns a living in the sport. And saying these things about the biggest name in cycling, he says, puts him at considerable financial risk.
Okay. That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks for your work on this.
You're welcome, Steve.